Thank you for being good to people. Mark 6. And we'll read tonight, starting in verse number 32, Mark 6, 32. It is the parallel gospel of where I preach from this morning. Each writer identified the scenes in a different way by their character and personality. Sort of like if you had took notes of this service, it'd be some things that you highlighted that you saw that I wouldn't write about and vice versa. But we know every word in our Bible is right and it's inspired by the Spirit of God. I'm interested in Mark 6, and I want to share a thought with you this evening in 32. They departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all the cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, he saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were a sheep not having a shepherd. He began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away that they may go into the country round about in the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." He answered and said unto them, "We'll give you them to eat." They say unto him, "Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat?" And he said unto them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. He commanded them to make all set down by companies upon the green grass. They sat down in ranks by hundreds and fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and he blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. They did all eat and were filled. They took up 12 baskets full of the fragments of the fishes, where I preached from this morning, out of John 6. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side, to Bethesda, while he sent away the people. When he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And he went up unto them in the ship, and the wind ceased. They were so amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. You may be seated tonight. Father, we love you. We thank you for this place tonight. And God, how good and how real you've been to us in this place. Lord, you've done amazing things on this hillside. And we're thankful that you've made yourself known. I thank you for the Rochester family. And I pray as they leave tonight that God, you'd give them traveling safety. And Lord, our people as well. But now I pray these few moments that you would help me to give out that which You've put in my heart this evening. Help us to be a blessing tonight. And Spirit of God, I pray that in these last days You would teach me in preaching to magnify the precious Son of God. Help us now, and we'll be grateful to You in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. This morning, as we preach from John 6, where Jesus told them to gather up the fragments that remain. But tonight, I want to preach on these fragments that remind. Not only the fragments that remain, but now tonight, in the reading of the Word of God, the fragments that remind. You'll notice in this parallel gospel that no other writer mentioned about this and the storm. In verse 52, no other writer mentioned that they considered not the miracle of loaves, so their heart was hardened. You say, well, Brother Ken, what was going on? Well, you'll notice the reason that I read the storm phrase of the story. Soon as Jesus had fed the 5,000 and He told them to gather the remains, they found themselves right out in the midst of a storm. Jesus came walking on the water unto them, and He stilled that storm. And isn't it amazing that in Mark 6 here, the Bible says that they were amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves. Now, I would ask you all something. As soon as they've gathered up those 12 baskets of the loaves that was left, do you think before they got in that boat that they chunked them out on the riverbank? I don't think so. I think they took them in that boat with them that day. And here as this storm got up, Jesus said, you ought to be able to look around about you and be reminded of some things that I've done for you. Can I tell you tonight, it don't take us long to look around to be reminded about the fragments that remain. I want to say this evening, in this passage, there are four simple faults that the miracle of the loaves ought to remind us. First of all, it ought to remind us in verse 46 that Jesus is watching. I'm glad Jesus sees us. I'm glad He's not a blind God tonight. I'm glad our God is all-seeing, and He sees you and He sees me. There are no little ones and there are no big ones in the eyes of God. He sees all of His little children. Matter of fact, He looked about the people and He's seen sheep without a shepherd. I'm glad He had a burden to become the shepherd, to come to the sheep and bring us into the fold tonight by the good grace of God. These loaves remind me, they considered not the loaves. They remind me Jesus is watching. For the Bible simply said this in verse 46, that He departed in a mountain to pray. He went into a high place. Can I tell you, He's still in a high place tonight. He's not on your level nor my level. He is God and there's nobody like Him. I'm glad He's in a high place tonight. Glad He's in a holy place. Glad He's in a hopeful place. I'm glad I'm going to where He is one day by the grace of God. The Bible says that He sent him away. He departed the mountain to pray. When evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea. And He alone on the land, and He saw them toiling and rowing. I'm glad that this teaches us that Jesus is watching. How many times do we wonder, Jesus, are You really see where I am? Oh, let me ask you something. You that have children and grandchildren, you that love them so, can I tell you, Jesus loves us with an everlasting love. He gave His life for us. And He loves us tonight in such a way He never takes His eyes off of His children. Last night, the four grandchildren were swimming. I was the watchdog. Everybody else was in the house. But I was having the good time. Amen. And I noticed as the other three kids were out playing, the other one was real quiet. And she'd get over the shadows. And sometimes I'd have to sort of pick up out of my chair and look to see how she is doing. Can I tell you, we've got a God that's watching to see how we're doing tonight. God's concerned about us because He loves us and He's watching all of His children. He's not throwing rocks at us, but He's watching out for us. Went up in a high place to pray. They considered not the miracle of the loaves. These fragments that remind the night reminds me Jesus is watching. But secondly, I want to say in verse 48, it reminds me that Jesus is walking. The Bible said, and He saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, He cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw Him walking on the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and they cried out. These loaves remind us that Jesus is walking. I'm glad we've got a walking water God tonight. Boy, aren't you glad when life's troubles seems like it's soon to take us over, that Jesus can walk right out in our circumstance. I don't see where they were shooting a flare or waving a flag, but Jesus came unto them walking upon the sea. Boy, ain't He always on time, every time. And so here, this miracle of loaves, it reminds me that Jesus is watching. Jesus is walking. But notice this, if you would, in verse number 50, Jesus is working. They all saw Him and were troubled, and immediately, look what He does. He talked with them and saith unto them, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. You know, fear is a terrible thing tonight. But I sure am glad that we've got a Jesus that is working. I'm glad we've got a Jesus that can calm us down in our situation. And these young boys, they've got ain't scared on their windshield. And I understand all this, but honey, there's some things that tear your nerves up tonight. I sure am glad that Jesus is working. You'll find Jesus working in the most disastrous places. When nobody else can say anything, Jesus can say something. And look what He says. Be of good cheer. That's our problem as Christians tonight. We have the mully grubs too much because we feel like the circumstances are too far gone or nobody's in a situation like us. Let me tell you, we're not in whatever we are in by ourselves tonight. Because Jesus is working. Do you hear me tonight, church? We're not in this by ourselves. Jesus is working. There have been so many times I've felt alone. I went and seen a man yesterday. He'd got saved this year. He is already, I think, 80, 81 years old and got saved. He told me, he said, preacher, I feel so alone. I feel like when I pray, God's not listening. But can I tell you, as a child of God, we're never alone. I'm glad we got somebody that's working with us tonight. I'm be driving up the road, feel all by myself, and all of a sudden he'll say something. I'm glad he said, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Whatever you're going through in your situation, and there are a lot of dire situations tonight, we're never alone. There's a young man here this evening, not many of you know, it's a miracle that he's lived through the car wreck. But laying in that bed in Atlanta, he was never alone, because there's a God of this Bible that's always working in the lives of His children. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Lastly, this evening, we'd focused on the thought this morning of the fragments that remain, but tonight the fragments that remind. In Mark 6, it reminds me that Jesus is watching. It reminds me Jesus is walking. It reminds me Jesus is working. But lastly, in verse number 51, the Bible said, and He went up unto them in the ship, and the wind ceased. And they were so amazed themselves beyond measure and wondered, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. I want to say it reminds me lastly tonight, not only is Jesus working, but, oh, Jesus is witnessing. All through our lives, we can look around and consider what He's already done for. Has He done anything for you? It ought to remind us that we've got a God that loves us tonight and is very involved in our lives. I'm glad I can look around and God is witnessing. How many times the things that we take for granted, we don't consider what God's already done for us. May we all leave this place tonight reminded that God is witnessing. You think God's not witnessing? What about these little children singing on the platform tonight? What about these little children that look at you and your whole life lights up when they say something to you? What about your friend or your neighbor that has been good to you and said something to you and done something good for you? What about the blessings when we pull in the driveway tonight and the places that we go lay down at? What about the jobs that we go to in the morning? Jesus is witnessing, and that ought to remind us that He's seeing about us in our lives. They considered not the miracle of the loaf. You know, the next time in the storm, it'll do us good to consider. I was preaching not long ago about when David went out to meet Goliath, and they said, David, there is no way you can do that. He said, hold on. He said, there was a God back yonder that helped me kill the bear and the lion. And I know my God will kill this giant. Can I tell you, as we all look around in our lives tonight, realize there's a God that is witnessing. We just step around on it all the time. The blessings that God has abundantly bestowed upon us. I'm thankful tonight we've got a God that's witnessing. You don't have to prove our God. He proves Himself. If there's anything I've learned in being a Christian, I don't have to prove God. God proves Himself. And I'm thankful. I'm one of His children tonight. I thank you for being here.